Rachel Dozzle or Rachel Dozzle. I think in middle school, she probably said, "Hi, my name is Rachel Dozzle." And then, like, you know, in graduate school, it's Rachel Dozzle. Like, she's fucking the Australian, Iggy Azalea or whatever. Like, I could just see that, you know. She listened to enough to Brat and just felt, man, I got to get down. I got to get down. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm going to talk about this shit. You know, I will be the white guy who will talk about this shit for 25, 30 minutes. That won't, like, won't getting the white choir to sing along. That's the problem, like, with white people talking about race. It's just, it's like catching your parents fucking, you know. It just is always bad. There's two types of white people that, you know, talk about race. Like, I'm talking about the majority, you know, not just, like, regular people, just, like, the majority. And it's like high school. It's like the, you have the hall monitors and you have the bullies. And the bullies are, like, the conservatives. They're just, like, they're just looking to say bad shit about black people. They're just looking for it. I'm not talking about all conservatives. I'm talking about the kooks, okay? And the kooks are always the loudest heard. And you got the kooks are just like, they're just wanting to like, just get a jab in. They're looking to bully it. They're looking, they just, you know, they're pissed off. You know, they're just like assholes. And then you have like the people on the left who are the fucking hall monitors, who it's just like, it's like they just feel that they're all professors and they all have a big syllabus to teach the world. And the world would be perfect if people just followed the syllabus. Even though no one fucking reads the syllabus. Y'all went to grad school. No one reads the syllabus. No one does. But yet that's the two like big loudest voices. Maybe not the biggest voices, but the loudest voices when talking about race. I'm not into any of those. I am not afraid to talk about race either. And I'm not gonna like, oh, those fucking black people are, we need to, you know, understand your race, blah, 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 blah. It's like, fucking, ugh, both of you, just shut the fuck up. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And you know what? I'm willing to say, I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about, but I'm willing to acknowledge that. And not like, oh, I'm not in black people's skin, I don't know what the, you know. No, I just, yeah, I'm not in black people's skin, but I have an opinion. I've talked to black people. I would go in at the porn shop, the fucking brothers would come in, and just fucking, they would give me lectures. Have to say. Black people lecturing you about race, much more interesting than white people. Because it's just like, you're getting stories. You're getting stories. They're not citing books. You're getting actual, like, shit that's happened. But it's become this game of just, like, you can't do that on television when we talk about anything controversial. So I'm for this. At least it gets us talking, you know, because I'm not one of the white people who's trying to, like, win least racist trophy award. You know what I mean? I feel like that's like a lot of like the big problems of the left. It's just like, no, a lot of these people don't have anything to fucking say. And so they're just going to cite books, you know, and a lot of young writers do that. You see that at like, you know, when they're like 22 or 23, and the same thing with these college kids, they're just like, they're a walking citation. Okay. They don't really have much thoughts of their own. They're just like, yep, this is, you know, how we're supposed to think. And it's just easier that way. Cause it is, it's a fucking dude, race is uncomfortable. You know, no one is like, like, it's not that exciting. And for me, I just feel comfortable in myself. I know what's in my heart, you know, and I'm sure, and the thing is, I know that I probably have some racial tendencies because I'm fucking white, you know, I'm white. I'm in a position of power. I'm in a position of power. So yeah, you know, it's just like the good white people, you know, during slave days, were the ones that only whipped them like 10 times. You know, those were the good white peoples. We like to romanticize. You know, we think, oh, well, if I was during the slave days, I would have. No, probably not. You know, you probably had a good thing going. You know, you didn't want to start shit. You know, most people, they want security. They want money. They want sex. It's the Maslow hierarchy of needs. You know, if you're really evolved, maybe, I don't know. I mean, I know the abolitionists, but can we all say, yeah, we'd be abolitionists in the fucking 1820s? I don't know. You know, I know I've had experiences. I played basketball. And they're like, and I know a lot of people are like, oh, Jesus, that's racist. Yeah, I played fucking basketball. Guess who's good at basketball? Black people, you know? And I couldn't keep playing as I got older in life. But when I was younger, I was like, I want to play with black kids because they're at least as good as me. You know, I'm the Jewish sports camp. I fucking was LeBron at Jewish sports camp. You know, whatever the fucking camp it was in Boca. I was LeBron. You know, at least I had people, and that's, and then, you know, I've just had jobs. I've had jobs where all the people were mostly black. And, you know, I've been on this podcast before, and I've talked, like, they're just, I enjoy talking to black people more. There's some racism right there, I do. It's just because it's like, white people just like, oh, they're just like kind of lame a lot of times, especially white males. You know, at least with, you know, black people, they're just keeping it real. Like that saying, keep it real and don't fake the funk. It's old school, but you know, it still sticks with certain cultures. And I enjoy that. I don't want to fuck around. I don't want to fart around. Let's just say it like it is. But this girl, man, oh Jesus, you know, it and a lot of people are acting differently because they're like, man, Rachel, you know, she is showing that, you know, she's pretty crazy because she wants to be black. Why is that crazy? And that's kind of a racist way to look at it. You know, black people are cool. That's the truth. Black people are cool. You know, and like the white people that love, you know, it's like the hall monitor people, they just want their Daily Coast internship. I don't care about that. But I also like, I could see that, you know what? The big problem with this woman is she gained from this. She gained from pretending she was black. She totally personally gained. And it was, she got friends, she got identity, status. And the biggest thing for white people, she got a job that was cool. So many white people hate their jobs. So many people hate their jobs. But yet she got a fucking cool job for pretending she's black. Who of us doesn't want to have a job, like actually get paid? Like, I mean paid. And not like scraping by. I mean like a good job. Where you're doing what you're passionate about. I'm not saying she's not that passionate about black issues. She clearly is. And to, you know, move up on that, she fucking pretended she was black. This is the most ethically fucked up thing I've seen in a long time. This is really fucked up. You know, and the people that are like, well, it's like transgender. You know, you're a fucking asshole. You're a fucking asshole. I talk shit about people on the left, but people on the right, you are a fucking dumb fucking asshole if you're comparing this to transgender people. Like, Jesus Christ, man. What the fuck? Come on. I mean, seriously, don't be an asshole. Don't be an asshole. You want to fucking believe the shit you believe? Fine. Even Jesus, like, and Jesus was a shit starter. He came to bring the sword, but he wasn't a dick to whores. He wasn't a dick to the sinners. You want to think that person's a sinner? Go right ahead. I'm not going to stop you. But to think that, you know, it's just the same thing as transgender people. No, it's not. It's clearly not. There's no ethical breach. That's my, you know, there's many things you can complain about this, but there's no ethical breach. She profited off racial exploitation. That's not fucking cool. That's not fucking cool at all. And it's that's the thing. It's like, you know, the hierarchy of race in America, it's shifting. You know, it's shifting. And it's like, it's a pyramid. I mean, and white people are still at the top, but it's good-looking white people. That's where, like, the top of the pyramid. Like, hot white chicks are probably at the pyramid. You know, feminism, I love y'all. But hot white chicks, they fucking run this country. I mean, they're between 20 and 30. So they have, like, a short span. You know, like the football players. Like, hot white chicks are the quarterbacks of life. That's how it works. And there's, like, hot white dudes that have money. They're next. Then it's, like, regular-looking white people. Then I would say, like, you know, maybe hot black guys. Hot black guys are next. We all love cool black guys. Like, who fucking doesn't, you know? Like, that's... The white people keeping black men down... They fucked up. And that's the problem with the right. They always fuck up things socially. Hopefully the left doesn't do the same with all this, like, you know, policing shit. But yeah, black culture's dominant, man. Like, black culture's fucking cool. You know, they've won. You know, so it's like black people are next in America. Then it's like Chinese, because, you know, they have a similar ethic to what America's founded on. They have the Puritan work ethic, you know. That's why it did well. You know, and if I'm offending me, but whatever. All right, I don't care. I'm just saying it like it is. You know, there's a great worth ethic with Chinese people and other Asian Americans. And we were shit to Asians, man. You know, we were fucking shit. That Japanese shit, that is a fucking stain on us, just like slavery. We fucked up. But, you know, things are moving forward. Things, except for crazy white people, we love Spanish people, man. We fucking, yeah, oh yeah, white people are going to get rid of their fucking gardeners and shit. Yeah, they don't give a fuck. White people are fine with Spanish people for the most part, except like crazy conservatives who want to fucking, I don't know what the hell their deal. Like, they have a hard-on against like Mexico. And I don't know what it is. I am pro-immigration. I am for it. It's fucking Mexicans are the backbone of this economy. And maybe that's what pisses off fucking white conservatives. I don't know. You know, like, the group that's really going to need protection are fucking Muslims. Yep. I mean, Muslims are pretty much going to be the new Jews. And, like, and that's just how it is. You know, that's the one group that every group's like, I don't know. Go on a fucking airplane. You know, this is, now, white people and black people are like, you know, hey, we got to watch out for each other because they're fucking Muslims. And that's America. America's just, it's a bully country. It's just like, it's what it's founded on. It just wants to, like, find that group to fucking bully so we can all get along. I mean, and really it's going to come down to just, we need aliens. We need fucking aliens to come. If there's ever, I mean, liberals, you want fucking, you know, racial harmony? Find us some fucking aliens, and I'll be on board. I'll be like, fuck these aliens, you know, they're fucking spacecraft, and that's how it works. We're a fucked up species. We're a fucked up species. And the whole thing with this whole Rachel, Rosazelle, whatever the fuck her name is, we see it. We see that there's still fucked up shit about race and gender, and it's interesting, too, because we also see, like, old groups are kind of, they're becoming, you know, anachronisms. I have to say, and I'll probably get shit for this, but I'm going to say it. I think after watching this whole shit, and I'm a big Twitter guy, I think Black Twitter is becoming more productive than the NAACP. I do. I really do. I think that is an organization that was founded in a different time, and I think it should always be around. But I think social media is actually making things more democratic. Yes, you have assholes that can be on it and say stupid racist shit. That's fine. Keep that shit in the open. You know, keep that shit in the open. You now have young black people who can organize, who can call shit out on this. They're the one who brought this up. They're the one who kept sharing shit and having fun with it. Black Twitter, if we want to talk about race, I say let's follow the lead of Black Twitter. Just be fucking real about it. You know, have fun. Have a conversation. Touch people's heart. Touch people's heart with this shit. You know, that's the thing. You can't educate somebody. You can't educate the heart. I'll say that. You know, you need to not be ignorant, but you also can't educate the heart. You know, if you try to lecture somebody and police it, it's not going to work. It is never going to work. I lived with sociopaths. If you found a way to touch those guys' hearts, you're fucking Jesus. You know, but giving them like, oh, this is why it's wrong, they don't care. They don't care. They're not going to listen. They're not going to follow you. I mean, you can't. It's just building shit on sand. You know, to just police everything, it's just, it's all going to fall apart. It will wash away. And I don't want that. I believe, even though I'm not an idealist, I believe we should aim for the heart. We should aim for the heart and not just like have it be that, oh, you can't say that. No, don't say that. It's going to get old. And it's just, all it does is build resentment. And it brings people not together. It keeps them apart. It still keeps them apart. I think the people who, you know, like, hey man, that's, you know, that's a little iffy. You're not going to do much in the end. You're just kind of making yourself feel better, you know? And we don't need any more white people patting themselves on the back. You're fucking white. You know, you're winning. So, you know, especially white men, you guys are the worst. Cause I think you guys have the most guilt. You know, white guilt's like tearing. It's awful. Stop it. We're done. Let's all move forward. No more white guilt. You know, did Rachel have white guilt? I don't know. You know, at first I'm like, maybe this is like white guilt gone on crack. But I think she just really wanted to gain from this. The more I see about this story, the more I see this is just, you know, a fucking selfish asshole who's using, you know, causes to feel better. And that's the problem with, like, cause artists. It just, a lot of them are just fucking shysters. You know, it makes me think of, all this made me think of that episode in The Sopranos where Tony, you know, he works in construction and there's a black protest. And they're like, you know, this is so wrong. And there's a guy leading the black protests, you know, and he seems like such a good guy. And then we find out at the end of the episode that the black guy who's leading the protest works with Tony and they split money. With, you know, that the laborers pay him. And that, yeah, that's fucked up. It is fucked up to think that's how the world is. But if you can acknowledge that shit, you're not running in circles then. You know, I just don't think that, you know, this woman is a victim. I think we need to, like, not do that shit. And I'm sorry. I'm seeing, this is like liberal white girls. I'm just keeping it fucking real here. This is not her parents' fault, all right? I understand everything is our parents' fault. This is not this girl's parents' fault. This is not. This is her being an unethical asshole. That's what this is. This is not, like, postmodern shit or transracialism. No. We need to, like, have some common sense and just say, no, that's bullshit. That's bullshit. You know, and we have to decide in a society, in our own social, you know, our own social contract, that we need to just be like, all right, people who, you know, sexually, you want to do what you want to do, and it's not hurting somebody, go right ahead. But to profit off something, no. No. Not going to let, and I'm not going to like, oh, you know, I'm sorry. There is like a line for my empathy. And because I understand, you know, about, we want things, you know, she's profiting off, you know, using really fucked up things. You know, oh, I'm going to say I've been hate crimed. I mean, she just is using being black for herself. And that's unforgivable. You fucked up. You're going to face some consequences. You know, I'm sorry. You know, if there's anybody I want to be internet shamed, it's her. Because this is just like, society as a whole needs to just say, no, you went too far. You went too fucking far. I could talk about this woman for fucking days and bits about her, but what's the actual solution for all this? You know, what can we learn from, you know, Rachel D? What can Rachel D teach us all? One, fucking keep it real. Let's be honest. This shit, like, we all try to hide and try to, like, beat around the bush. We all actually have to talk to each other about important things. And it can't be, you know, well, this is my way, this is how I see it, or it can't be, you can't say that. We have to find a middle ground. You know, I mean, a good experience I had is I did a reading, and I did a Chinese voice. And I'm okay with this. I am not like, oh, you need to respect my freedom of speech. No, I mean, it was just, and it was a cool reading, but like, I did a Chinese voice where, you know, as a Chinese president, I go, you pay now, Obama, you pay now. And there's people who found that offensive. And you know what? That's okay. They're allowed to. You know, we got to find a common ground where it's like, you can't, you know, I became friends with a lot of these people. I guess that's the point I'm trying to make. I became friends with them. I didn't like, oh, well, you guys are fucking fascists. You don't fucking appreciate my free speech and my comedic genius. No, you found me offensive and not funny. And you know what? That's okay. I'm okay with myself. I know what's in my heart. I'm not going to stop doing what I'm doing. You know, so we both have to actually talk to each other and try to find middle ground here. This just can't be my way or the highway. You know, and that's a problem with especially the left. I see too many people who have the same fucking social views basically arguing with each other that they're not, you know, liberal enough. That shit has to stop. We actually have to fucking listen to other people and not try to be right. You know, we have to be honest. We have to speak from the heart. It's cliche. I mean, that's where I'm going. That's really it. The cliches are right. Speak from the heart. Don't show me how fucking smart you are or how fucking, you know, badass you are, how politically incorrect you are, how politically correct you are. That shit's gonna just, it's just walls. Stop that shit. It's fucking pointless. We have to actually listen to other people. And we have to try to find common ground. Yeah, I do. I feel it's a battle. I really care about the First Amendment. You know, I really do. But I'm gonna write where, unless you fucking, like, treat me like the Marquis de Sade. And even he wrote, you know, he fucking was in a nut house writing with his shit. And I feel that in my bones. You know, the end of the, you want to make something that, you know, like, oh, nobody can read that. Good fucking, yeah, good work. That worked really good with the PMRC. You're just going to make things more appealing. That's the thing. You try to police something, you're just going to make it more appealing. It's fucking pointless. But at the same time, people who feel like me have to, like, listen to that side and just say, you know what? I respectfully disagree, and this is how I stand, and I know in my heart. And if you don't feel that in your heart, you need to take some fucking personal inventory. Like, this is the 21st century. We shouldn't be total fucking sexist bigots either. There is a middle ground here, you know? At the end of the day, all to thy own self be true. That's some Shakespeare shit. You know, and especially with the artistic community. I'm so sick of seeing this in there. You know, and I said this, I like this metaphor, and this is the thing we all need to remember. Because we're all not that important. Yes, I have a big fucking ego. I wouldn't do this fucking show if I didn't think, okay, people will probably want to listen to me for fucking over 20 minutes. Just me ranting. So that's the thing. But yeah, you need that ego with some humility. And remember that You're the gas, not the car. I love this metaphor. You're the gas, not the car. You know, and for me, like when I'm creating fiction, if I meet a character and they want to, like, you know, they want to fill, they need a ride, I'm the gas that fills up the car and they drive in it. And I'm not going to judge this character. It's not me. You know, that's the thing. It's not me. It's not me. It's thoughts. These are all, you know, this is not, oh, my art comes from my soul and this, maybe it does. I don't go into all that mystical shit, man. I'm just, you know, this is something that's in my subconscious, in my soul, or whatever the fuck you want to call it. And I create it. I make a joke. I write a tweet, whatever. We need to stop just being like, oh shit, you can't, you know, you can't do that on television. That's what I feel like we're living in. We can't, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. But yet if somebody says, hey man, that's kind of fucking, you know, racist or sexist. Pause for a second. You know, pause. Pause and just say, you know, listen. You know, don't react. Everybody's just reacting. Actually listen to fucking people. You know, and at the end, you got to keep your own engine going. You know, that's it. You're the gas. You know? You know, people want to fucking piss on your own, you know, the car you're in. Fucking let them. You know? It's not, at the end of the day, who cares? You know, because that's the thing. I don't think you're going to take away, you know, a lot of some people are like, oh, you're going to take my money away. No, you're not. You're not going to take my money away. The more you make this fucking, you know, seem like it's taboo, more people will want it. So I'm not worried about free speech. You know, I think I'm just worried about living in a society where we're just a fucking, you know, Bloods and Crips on really stupid shit. We got to do better than that. You know, I just, you know, I actually see, you know, one day I'm going to fucking knock my girlfriend up and we're going to have kids. You know, I don't want this to just, you know, be some fucking hall monitors and bullies. You know, yeah, they'll have that in high school. I don't want that on the fucking internet and everywhere in life. We need something better than that. And that's up to us. I don't know. I'm a pessimist. So, you know, I hope for the best and expect the worst. I don't know. I think this woman showed a lot. She showed us a lot about ourselves. You know, not to get all cliche and hallmarky, but I think she did. You know, I think it made us think, and that's a good thing. If anything good, that's what she did. You know, I think we just have to not trust people who have Malcolm Gladwell hair. Maybe that's also the lesson. Now, I have hair like that if I actually grow it out long. I need a haircut, thinking about it now. But I don't know, guys. I'm going to keep on, you know, keep on trudging. I mean, this shit doesn't really affect me when it comes down to it. I'm just an observer, you know. I think I watch it, and then I look at it, and then I say something about it, and then life goes on. So I'm going to watch The Bachelorette. I'm going to do some reading and writing. And, you know, for the most part, this is like my exorcism. I got all this shit out of my brain. I'll feel good for the rest of the day. All right, y'all. Passion of the Christoph Podcast. Have a good night. Peace.